So what would you say to people who say these guys are nuts? They don't know what they're talking about. They're paranoid. They're conspiracy theorists, etc. And we didn't invent that term. The bankers did. What would you say to people who are doubting what we're saying?
Well, it depends. Are they willing to listen? If they're not willing to listen, then I would tell those people to go frack yourself. If they are willing to listen, on the other hand, but they're skeptical and they want to know more, then the access to information has already been granted to you, and there's nothing to stop you from watching 100 or so documentaries to give you at least some greater perspective about how the world truly works. Have you heard about geopolitics? Have you watched a documentary on it? Have you heard about eugenics? Have you heard about the Club of Rome, Trilateral Commission, Bilderberg Group, Council on Foreign Relations, the Royal Institute for International Affairs, Scottish Rite of Freemasonry and the Supreme Council, the Church of Satan, the Temple of Set? Have you heard about the Rockefeller Foundation? Have you seen the Prometheus statue in front of Rockefeller Plaza in New York? Have you seen buildings that are made to withstand multiple airline crashes somehow with the implementation of jet fuel, which is mostly kerosene, crumble all of that into a powdery, fine, dust-like substance? Have you got any awareness of any of these things that I'm talking about? If not, each and every one of these topics that I've just mentioned are only but a few of many topics to which I am aware that perhaps you are not. And before coming across and judging perhaps and name calling, you need to be doing an extraordinarily large amount of research. And if your response to that is, "Oh, I can't be bothered, just give me the facts," then you are already dead. Essentially, like triage on the battlefield is how I would treat you, is that you are not willing to take personal responsibilities for the knowledge that you say and the words that come out of your mouth and the things that you call other people and the things that you do in your personal life. Ergo, I have no use for you. And I'm sorry to be perhaps harsh about it, but there are many, many people in this world who will not be slaves willingly, who do want to gain more knowledge about the world around them, who do want to protect their families, who do wish to honor their ancestors by protecting and preserving freedom, which they all fought and died for. If you cannot do that, if you cannot grasp the magnitude of that decision, then how dare you call me a conspiracy theorist? Do you even know what it means? Do you know who came up with the idea? I believe it was the CIA. In fact, it was Richard Nixon who came up with the term conspiracy theorist, but the CIA who came up with the term conspiracy theory. Richard Nixon demonized, what was his name, Woodward and Bernstein, who exposed him over the Watergate tapes, and he called them conspiracy theorists in order to discredit them. And he was later on found to be part of what? A conspiracy. How interesting. And David Rockefeller says in his own memoirs that many people accuse me of being part of an evil criminal cabal that intends to destroy the United States and bring about a one-world government. If that is the charge, then I am absolutely, most certainly guilty, and I am damn proud of that fact. Okay?